You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Canadian-born billionaire James Grennan, after recently purchasing a 9.3% share of NZME, the media company that owns the Herald as well as roughly half of the country's radio stations, including Newstalk ZB, has announced plans to clear the NZME board and add himself, alongside three other directors, while only keeping one of the original board members in their position. This has resulted in concerns about whether Grennan will add his own political stances into the media coverage of NZME platforms, especially in light of his involvement with the alternative media site The Centrist that has previously criticised the news coverage of The Herald. I spoke to the director of Etu Union, a union representing many journalists at NZME, Michael Wood, about his concerns with this move and whether he believes there is an ulterior motive regarding these developments. Firstly, I started off by asking him about what we know about James Grennan.
Well, James Grennan is an extremely wealthy person from Canada. He arrived in New Zealand in 2012. Following on from some disputes with the Canadian tax authorities. And he is a person who over recent years has had a lot to say about the New Zealand media scene, is very critical of reporting within New Zealand media, and has attempted to set up a couple of his own media networks. One that people might have seen is an outlet called The Centrist, which promotes particular issues which Mr. Grennan believes are important and are undercovered by other media. And he has now come out with this move to try and take over what is one of New Zealand's biggest media companies, NZME, and that's causing real concern.
As we've mentioned, James Grennan, alongside adding himself to this board of directors, also plans on adding an additional three other directors. Do we know who these individuals are at this current stage?
No, we don't know that exactly. There's a degree of speculation which is swirling out around there. And one of the, I guess, problems, one of the red lights which are flashing, is that we have major questions here about the direction of one of our biggest media companies, which has a huge impact on public discourse in New Zealand. And we're seeing this sort of play out in the shadows, and there's no openness about it. So when Mr. Grennan purchased his original 9.3% stake, he more or less said nothing to see here, not planning any further big moves. And then a week later, we learned that, in fact, he is planning a takeover of the board. There have been some other names that have been floated and reported on, including Philip Crump, who has been a prominent person on the media commentary scene. He's involved with New Zealand On Air at the moment, was appointed there by the government, and a couple of other people have been speculated on. But there's just a lack of openness about what's actually being planned here, aside from the fact that Mr. Grennan does indeed now appear to be trying to mount a takeover of the company.
Touching on some points you previously mentioned, yes, so Grennan was involved in founding the alternative news site The Centrist, and he also acted as the company director of The Centrist until 2023. The Centrist describes itself as a way to present underserved perspectives outside of mainstream media. The news outlet, which many speculate as having a right-wing tone, has previously criticised the news coverage of The Herald as having a blatantly misleading government narrative around topics such as co-governance, climate science, and the country's COVID response, just to name a few. With Grennan's involvement with The Centrist in mind, do you believe his involvement now with NZME may serve as a purpose to push his own political stances?
I have absolutely no doubt that that's Mr. Grennan's intention. He's entered the New Zealand media scene with a particular worldview and has been pretty open about the fact that he wants to push that. And you do see that through the sort of content that is up on The Centrist. It tends to be anti-climate science. It tends to be very focused on issues around trans rights. It has a strong anti-vax theme coming through it. And there are a couple of important points to make around that. The very first one is, if Mr. Grennan wants to have those views, and he wants to express them, and that's his right, and no one's saying that that's not his right. But what we're talking about here with NZME is one of New Zealand's biggest media houses that has a huge impact on public opinion. And one of the cornerstones of a healthy and free and open media is the principle of editorial independence. And what that means is that when journalists go out to do their job, they shouldn't be getting told what to do, what to say, who to talk to, or to push a certain line. That is an absolute bedrock of what having a free and open media in a democracy is. And the concern about Mr. Greenan's approach is that he doesn't respect that, that he wants to own this big media outlet as an extremely wealthy person, and he wants to use it to push his particular views. And so we're the union who represents the journalists at NZME, and they're deeply concerned about that and have taken the unusual step of speaking up publicly about it, which journalists are often pretty cautious about doing because they're committed to the principles of journalism in a free and open society, of their role in supporting a democracy. And if they're going to go out and do their job to hold the powerful to account, to ask the uncomfortable questions, to speak truth to power, that is potentially compromised if you have a media owner who's just there because he wants to press particular buttons and push particular views. And so that's our call out. We need to defend the principle of editorial independence at NZME, and we're worried about what ownership as envisaged by Mr. Greenan could mean for that.
Speaking more to his opinions on climate science and how New Zealand handled the COVID, how New Zealand's COVID response and trans rights and stuff like that, do you believe we could potentially see a spread of mis and disinformation through NZME media outlets as a consequence of these developments?
Well, past behaviour is always the best predictor of future actions. And certainly if you look at the centrist outlet, you do see a lot of that kind of stuff coming through there. There's another great irony with this, of course, which is that the centrist more or less scrapes stories that existing media outlets have produced, and then it says that it summarises them, it uses that word in particular, and puts them out there. Now, one of the challenges that NZME has faced in recent years has been the problem of other outlets taking its content and then basically generating advertising revenue off the back of that, making it more difficult for NZME to generate its own advertising revenue off its work. And actually, Mr. Greenan, who's now wanting to buy NZME, has owned the centrist outlet, which has been behaving in exactly that way. In terms of the content, well, as I say, I'll just return to the point. If Mr. Greenan wants to hold those views, no one's telling him that he shouldn't. But the concern here is that for an extremely wealthy individual to buy up one of New Zealand's biggest media outlets and try and control it to push his own view, that is, in our view, the definition of an oligarchy rather than a democracy, when the very rich and the very powerful believe that they have the right to control public discourse and what people are thinking and what people are seeing. And that is not how journalism works in a democracy.
Speaking more to that point and the Herald's economic revenue, we have seen similar moves by billionaires overseas. Late last month, Amazon founder and owner of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, announced significant changes to how the opinion pages of the outlet work, which include pushing libertarian priorities and halting opposition views. As a result of this, the National Public Radio in the US reported that the Washington Post lost over 75,000 digital subscribers in light of these changes. Do you predict we could see similar implications for the Herald?
It's a really good example to speak to, because if people want to think about, well, what could this actually mean in New Zealand, it's kind of something like that, where you have an extremely wealthy media owner who is saying to the people who work at that outlet, the Washington Post, which has a venerable history of speaking truth to power and of reporting in a free and frank and open and challenging way, and he said to them, no, you're gonna focus on these things. That is what we mean when we talk about editorial independence being undermined by billionaire media owners. And that's what we don't want to see in New Zealand. Similar to the Rupert Murdoch model that you sometimes see in the United Kingdom or Australia, where those papers have pushed a particular political line, have been anti-climate science, pro-particular political figures for years, because Rupert Murdoch, the billionaire owner, wants them to do that. And we've been able to sort of avoid that in New Zealand and have a genuinely free and open press. And sometimes you can, maybe you like certain publications more, or you think they lean one way a little bit more or the other way a little bit more, but we've never really had this situation of a billionaire owner trying to push their particular views through media ownership. And I think it is possible that if we were to see that you would see some people reacting and saying, we don't want a bar of it. And so that is actually something for other shareholders at NZME to think about, is that they could potentially see the long-term value of the company undermined if it just becomes the plaything of a billionaire.
Despite NZME being a private company, would it to like better regulations put in place to counter the potential concerns regarding this development and similar developments so that billionaires don't have such a sway in mainstream media?
It's a really interesting question, and there has been some debate in recent years around media ownership in New Zealand. Mostly it's spoken, the debate has been about the risks of what happens if we have large overseas interests, particularly overseas interests that might be associated with a foreign government owning parts of our media. But we haven't had many serious proposals on the table to regulate media ownership beyond that. That's not something that we as a union have engaged in as an issue at this stage, and probably in part because we haven't faced this issue before in New Zealand. We have had a lot of changes to corporate media ownership over the years, but we've never had this kind of example of a single extremely wealthy individual saying, right, I'm going to buy into a major media outlet, and there's a real threat that that person uses it to push their particular barrow. So I think it does raise the question, and it's something that we should seriously consider. Because that role of a media in our democracy is so powerful, it's historically been called the fourth estate, and that's because historically, the media sits alongside the other branches of government in kind of balancing up how power is distributed and how powerful people are held to account. And if you just open it up to the most rich and powerful people controlling media, then you undermine its very purpose.
You've briefly touched on this throughout this chat that we've had, but just to clarify, what are Etu hoping comes out of all of this?
Well, we don't want to see a single extremely wealthy person with political barrows to push, owning and controlling major media outlets and undermining editorial independence. So our main call in this process is to see editorial independence upheld. We want absolutely rock-solid guarantees that whoever's on the board of NZME, whether it's Mr. Greenan or anyone else, that journalists will be able to get out there and continue doing their jobs without interference from people who own the media outlets. Our journalists who belong to Etu Union have a code of ethics that they all sign up to, which is about them being able to go out there and do their jobs without fear or favour and report with integrity. That's what we need to uphold. That's what's at risk. And that's what our members are fighting for in this process.
That was the director of Etu Union, Michael Wood, about billionaire James Grennan's purchasing of 9.3% of shares at NZME, which owns the Herald and Newstalk ZB, his announcement on replacing the board of directors with himself and three other members, and Etu's concerns regarding this move.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.